Hello, friends.
Welcome into another episode of Spiritual Philosophy Chatter with the Joneses. I am Danny Jones.
And I am Samantha Jones.
And this is episode 233.
233.
What is our topic today?
This is looking back on 2023.
Oh, cool.
And I think it's funny that it's episode 233.
Yeah, bizarre synchronicity.
Yeah, huh.
Hope everybody had a good Merry Christmas.
Yes, Merry Christmas. Yes, everybody that celebrates hope that it was.
And Hanukkah and all that stuff.
Yep.
And now we're looking forward to the new year.
New year, bringing it in.
But we're going to talk about this year.
Yeah, we are, because next year hasn't happened yet.
Nope. So anyways, before we do that, anything you want to talk about from last week?
Yeah, so last week we did Teenage Wasteland, which was an episode about teenagers and how that can be hard, having teenagers. Mm-hmm. Brittany said, I will be tuning in for round two because this really helps as I'm navigating parenting a teen in a whole new generation and also finding myself as a parent separate from the ideals my parents held.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. I think that is one of the most interesting parts about being a parent is that you face similar things that you went through as a kid.
Oh, God.
Like, Marina liked to go to the beach, right?
Yeah.
And that was something my mom always told me, don't go to the beach at night. And she liked to go to the beach at night. And I would freak out over it, you know, but I couldn't tell her, don't go to the beach at night because I used to argue with my mom about it, you know? So it's like, it's so hard to like figure out this path of parenthood. And then Chelsea said, I am dealing with a 6'3", 14-year-old boy who proves to me that karma is real and is a bitch, but I love him.
That's a good way to put it.
It is too, isn't it? Because that's another one is that I feel like we get back a lot of what we've put out to our parents too when we were that
age.
Oh,
God, yeah.
Yeah.
There's so, and I say this to you a lot, that there's strange ways, not ways, strange things about my life that mirror like my father's life or someone else, you know, it's just really weird.
Yes, absolutely. Me too. I'm faced with a lot of the same things that my mom was faced with me.
Yeah.
And it's very strange because now I have to look at them not from the teenager side, but from the parent side, but also remembering what it was like to be a teenager and what I wanted to do with that naivety, because that really is like the big thing with teenagers is that they think they know everything and they think that they're Superman and nothing's ever going to happen to them. And I remember being like that. My mom being like, you don't know everything. Oh, yes, I do.
Yeah, it's tough. But I think that's all there and that's wrapped up in the simulation for a reason.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like another one of those things where I go, that's like another proof to me that this is more simulated and planned out ahead of time.
Yeah.
Because there's way too much of that that occurs.
Yes.
And I can see that, you know, like my life and mirroring others and then some other people that are close to me and seeing how their life mirrors maybe somebody they're related to or close to or some situation like that. But I dished it out on my parents. I think for us that we were a lot better, I think, than our parents at remembering what it was like.
Yeah, for sure.
To be a teenager.
Oh, yeah.
Or tapping into that and really trying to remember more. So did Marina get away with everything? No, absolutely not. But she didn't really get in a lot of trouble.
No, she didn't. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But there were certain things that you thought, well, you're going to have to pick your battle here. Like, if you're really going to make your stance about going to the beach at night.
Yeah.
Well, there's two things. You're not developing any level of trust together.
Right.
And you're just sort of projecting the worst case scenario on the situation and making everybody worry.
Totally.
You know, and that's how I was raised.
Yeah, me too.
You know, no, you cannot play in the alley because there's way too many cars going up and down that alley.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, yeah, but all these kids are playing in the alley. You think the cars are going 90 miles an hour in the alley?
Right.
No, they're cruising up to their parking spot and pulling in, you know?
Yep.
So it was like those kind of things.
Yeah.
Where then I worried about my own child in the street.
Yes, absolutely.
But
I think we were definitely more lenient with her. That I know way more lenient than our parents were with us.
Right.
But I feel like that's important because otherwise they don't really know who they are. If you're constantly trying to control them and tell them what to do and stuff, it's like, no offense, Amanda, if you're listening to this, but we talked about the bull ring, the septum piercing, and she won't let her daughter get one because she hates it.
Okay.
Well, but it's not your nose.
No.
You know, it's like you have to let them be individuals and live their life.
My dad told me the same thing when I asked to get my ear pierced.
Yeah. Yeah. Know? No, it's, yeah. But we need to let them be them, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, as much as we can.
So. Yeah, I totally agree.
Yeah.
But it's not always easy, for sure.
No, it's not.
You gotta sort of roll with the punches and still be a role model and a parent sometimes, you know? Like Burita came here for a few days, about 4 or 5 days for Christmas, which was great. Wonderful to see her. But then she got this grand plan of like, I'd like to drive the car back to California since I'm on this break, right? Because she had to go back to school on the 9th. So I'll go back to California, hang out with my friends, blah, 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 and then drive the car back here, and then I'll fly to San Francisco. And I'm like, oh, God, this is like, okay, this is where all my worry and panic and kind of sets in. And I'm like, how about new?
And the very strange thing about that is that that was an argument that my mom and I had constantly.
Yeah.
Anytime that I went back to California from here,
yeah.
they would, my her and my grandma would be on me. Yeah. You know, you're driving through the desert. You're a young woman. Anything could happen.
If somebody was with her, it wouldn't have been so, you know, like, like worrying for me.
Yeah.
But she was all by herself. She's never driven this drive.
No, she wanted to do it at night.
She wanted to do it the night.
Yeah.
To, you know, kill time or to save time, excuse me, and to avoid a lot of traffic. So the end result or resolution was just get a plane ticket.
Yeah.
And go back.
Yeah.
And then we can just transfer your flight, you know, from there to
San Francisco. Oh, yeah, which reminds me, I still have to do that.
But anyway, so, yeah, it's like that was a point where I'm like,
That was a tough one.
You know, yeah, it wasn't fun to have to kind of say, I'm going to have to call that a no. And she had just had, you know, 2 accidents.
Yeah.
So, but up in San Francisco at school, she can't have a car. So we just, she's not even insured because she doesn't drive.
Yeah.
She takes public transportation or has friends drive her.
Yeah.
Up there. She's not even allowed to have a car on campus there. So, yet.
Yeah.
She said that not ever either, so I'm surprised. I thought it was just the first 2 years.
I did too.
I'm confused. Yeah. But anyways, so, you know, all is well, and the universe is back to normal, but that's a tough call.
Yeah.
And you know that when you have to override them, they're not going to be happy about certain things.
Especially as adults. That was the big thing that kept coming up. I'm an adult. Well, but the part you're forgetting about is it's my car.
Right. And you're already, the insurance is ridiculous to reinstate it.
Yeah.
She would have been spending a huge chunk of change.
Yeah.
You know, she spent half that on a flight to go.
Yeah.
But again, there was a compromise.
Yeah.
It was worked out.
Yeah.
And that's just how it goes.
Yeah.
But I will always, on some level, even when she's 40, be like, you know, a little worried, but I obviously can't tell her you can't drive across the desert.
Right.
From, you know, Nevada to California.
No.
But it's always helpful, you know, have somebody with you.
Yes, absolutely. So. And I lived a little piece of my mother's life by experiencing that. You know, because it really, one of the first things when I heard that, before the nighttime part came in, I was like, ah, here we go again. Another one of those things that I made Linda feel, you know, and my grandma. My grandma was the worst. Yeah. I wouldn't even tell her that I was coming to visit because she stressed so much, you know. So I get it. It's all wrapped up in our lessons, and I'm sure that our listeners can understand that and put that into context in their own lives, because although your story is not going to be the same about your teenage daughter wanting to drive to California and back, you have your own stories with your teenagers that you can apply those things to.
I'm more concerned about her safety in general.
I
don't trip on tattoos and piercings and things like that. It's like, you're an adult.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
You're fully capable and I trust that. And whether you have a ring in your nose or your tongue,
yeah,
doesn't matter to me.
No, not at all. Mm-mm.
So.
Yep. Well, okay, before we get into the episode, there were a couple of questions this week that I wanted to talk about. Mm-hmm. So Nancy messaged me, and she said, just curious if you've had premonitions about California before you guys moved, because California is being hit by these giant waves right now.
And yeah, there's another set coming, I think.
It's, yeah, that's what they said. Yeah. So I wanted to just answer this and say I did. It was one of the things that I brought up to you, yeah, of why we can't stay there any longer.
Yes.
I didn't know and don't know all of what that entails. For me, I felt like fires, which still may be coming, but they've had so much rain that probably will be a while. But I never, you know, like, I mean, earthquakes too. But yeah, it was definitely a reason why we were like, you know what, we got to go. We got to go. Yeah.
You know, it may not be a while. It's very possible that I get it that there's a lot of rain, but there's a lot of dryness that's been going on for much longer than that little bit of rain that comes through, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that was my feeling more was feeling fires. Like right where we used to live in Thousand Oaks is an area called Wildwood.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sort of like Santa Monica Mountains in a sense, mm-hmm, but a smaller version. You can go hiking and stuff. There's trails. That part always sort of spooked me.
Yeah, it's never burned. That area is not in our lifetime.
And there's another place called La Branca Canyon, which is close in proximity, just the next town over. Also a very big brush-filled canyon.
Right.
And I was like, yeah.
Yeah. It, enough is enough. Like, I felt like I gotta get away from this.
Yeah.
We've had so many fires so close to us so many times, especially in Simi Valley, not Thousand Oaks so much, but, the global warming is getting worse, and it can happen anywhere. You can have natural disasters anywhere. So I'm not saying that we were running from something, but it was definitely something that every time that I thought about, well, maybe we just stay here for another year or whatever, I heard, nope. You gotta go.
Yeah.
You gotta go. So, yeah. Anyways.
Huh. That question feels like it should have been in the topic. Not.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Oh.
Because it's like, what's going on in the last year with our world?
That's true. Sorry. Okay, right. Well, it wasn't. The other one was actually a question that a friend of mine asked, and I put it on Facebook to see what people were going to say about this question. And the question was, well, okay, basically what happened was I was having a conversation with a friend of mine, and she says that she tries and wants to be spiritual, but she's always slacking. She's slacking on working on herself, basically. She's not doing the shadow work.
Mm-hmm.
So then that made me think, well, what makes a person spiritual? Because to me, doing shadow work is just a part of the big picture of things, mm-hmm, but it doesn't make you spiritual or not spiritual. You can do shadow work, you know, without the spirituality. Yeah. So I put this on my Facebook, and I got some responses I wanted to read. Crystal said, for me, spirituality has come with growing up. I genuinely don't want to make other people feel bad or hurt anyone's feelings. I feel guilty if I've acted poorly in traffic or something. My soul longs for me to keep trying to be a better human, show grace and less judgment for others lost in this place. And I couldn't agree with you more, because this spiritual awakening and the whole thing that's come with it has made me very sensitive to other people and not wanting to bring, not just to people, but not wanting to bring the negativity to myself. So like with traffic, I try and just ignore the bad drivers as much as I can and go about things, because I know that if I get myself worked up, all it does is lower my vibration and it ruins my mood. And then I go and probably ruin somebody else's mood.
Yeah.
So I don't do it. You know, I really try my hardest. And so I totally understand what Crystal's saying there. Then Brittany said, letting go of ideals and titles and societal beliefs and trusting your higher self exists and leaning into embracing the universe, God, your higher self, whatever feels right in your soul.
Right.
Yeah, agree with that one. And then Lexi, she said, that's what breaks my heart for people who think that they're slacking when it comes to spirituality, because really it's your personal relationship with you. And that's true. It's very true. And what you are connected to. She said, I went through a lot trying to be super spiritual because there was always someone saying you're not good enough or you're doing it wrong or trying to sell me in some idea or practice that really was drawing me away from a deeper connection and even knowing who I was. Right. It wasn't until I broke away, spent some much needed time praying and meditating away from other suggestions that I finally found peace. So my advice is never let anyone tell you how spiritual or connected you are. Listen to your own heart.
Right. I like that. Yeah. I like that that it is like a relationship with yourself. And this is where I feel like as far as like what happens, you know, after death and that whole thing is like, that's all it is. It's nobody judging you but you.
True.
Right? Yes. Like there's this desire, this need to want to do it better.
Yes.
Okay. Like, and somebody said this about how, you know, being told all our life that we weren't good enough or we could do it better. Right. Yeah. Well, in this relationship with you, you're doing the same thing to you, like correcting yourself, but you're learning how to do it in a compassionate, you have to learn how to do it for it to be effective.
Yes.
You have to learn how to do this compassionately with yourself, redirecting yourself, correcting yourself. Don't be like a hard, don't be like the person that you considered your nemesis growing up.
Yes.
That was hard on you.
The bully.
Don't be that bully. Like that to yourself. Be correcting and disciplinary in a compassionate, loving way.
Yeah.
So when Crystal says not wanting to be angry in traffic or mean in traffic, I can relate to that. I've come a long way. I used to scream, yell, go off on people, you know? And unless somebody really causes something super, like, dangerous, I think, like, darts out in front of me and kind of scares me. But I still don't roll my window down or flip anybody off or anything like that. I'm much more calm about it.
Yeah.
But yes, I can relate to that. It's like this desire, something in me that tells me, you should just try to be nicer.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you should just try to relax. Because like you said, all that's doing is bringing your energy down, your vibration down, but bringing your blood pressure up.
Yes, exactly.
And then at our age, driving around like that and being like that all day long, that's kind of putting your body under a lot of stress all the time.
It's funny because you talk about the simulation. And one of the things that I picture in my head in these types of situations is in video games, how you have like your health on the top a lot of times, and it's like there's a full bar
what
of
percentage
health.
You are,
right.
Yeah.
So with each time that you yell at somebody in traffic or you're an asshole, it goes down.
Because you use more energy that way.
Exactly. Yeah. So it changes the whole simulation because it slows you down, everything. Right. So I always try and like raise that health. Not that I do a good job of it all the time, but I do that with money too. It's
well, that's
funny.
What I was going to say. You read my mind on that one. It was that. That's like finding the gold coins is when somebody says something nice to you that brightens your day.
Yes.
Or someone pays for your Starbucks in front of you.
Exactly.
Those are the gold coins along the way.
Yes.
That's the payback for when you are low on your percentage in your health and energy and you don't expend it unnecessarily.
Right.
You save it for... the right appropriate time.
Right. Exactly.
So it does make a lot of sense.
Yeah. One thing that I wanted to say too about what Lexi said is she said, or someone trying to sell me in some idea or practice. I've been really open about the fact that I don't buy into any of the things that a lot of people buy into. When I say that, I mean things like Mercury in retrograde, cord cutting. I think all of these things can be absolutely managed by our brain.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if you think that you're doing a cord cutting and you believe that that's what's going to happen, which is like breaking you apart from somebody else, it'll work.
Yeah.
Anything,
that's all it is believing.
That's exactly right. So you don't need to buy into practices.
Right, like, hey, you gotta go get this candle.
Exactly.
And burn it for this long.
Yes, and that's
and
how it's going to happen.
Be a black candle or whatever, you know.
And make sure you have sage next to it. You know, it's like I don't buy into that stuff because I feel like it's not necessary.
Right. That's just ceremonial.
Yes.
But the intention is what it is.
Yes.
As far as I'm concerned, I totally agree with you. Now, does Mercury in retrograde do something to us?
If we allow it to.
Physically? I don't know. I mean, I would imagine, like, you know, the moon and full moons and things like high tides and sort of gravitational pull has some sort of effect on us.
Right.
How great? I don't know. I mean, right. I don't feel like I go out on a full moon and howl at the moon and I'm any more wild on a full moon than I am on a no moon.
Right. Totally. Yeah. No, I have seen that. Like, I do believe the gravitational pull, you know.
Absolutely. That
but and
it
does,
affects us, but I'm talking more on a psychological level.
Yes.
Is there something to that? Is it changing me?
Right.
Maybe.
If you allow it to.
I don't feel it, though.
Yeah. But. I don't either, but I remember, like, when my grandma was alive, and sometimes she would get a little crazy on a full moon, and one of her old caregivers would message me and say, "Watch out, it's a full moon."
Oh, no.
You know? Something that I want to mention real quick, if you are into this kind of stuff, and this is something that I'm really curious to see if this how this goes, is... there's a cycle that's coming to an end, and I'm not an astrologer. I'm not into all of that stuff. But this is interesting that there are certain signs. I believe it's Capricorn, Libra, Cancer, and there's one other one that looked this up. That it's an end of a 15-year cycle of major change, change in relationships, changes in careers. And I'm a Cancer, and I'm looking at this going, holy crap, 15 years ago is when everything started. That's when I got a divorce. That's when I moved back to California. It's when I changed my career. Now I'm back here, and I'm married to you, and I have a different career. And I'm like, holy crap, is this really an end of a cycle? And it talks about how that's a really hard cycle. And actually, remember we went to that psychic in the valley, the one that I thought was wrong about everything?
Yeah.
That was the very first thing she said. She said, this 15-year cycle is coming to an end in January, so things are going to majorly change. So again,
I don't remember hearing you say that part.
You know what? Because I didn't even think about it. I was like, what the hell are you talking about? But now I see it on TikTok all the time. So if you're interested in this, I would look it up and see, especially if you're those signs. I know there was a fourth one, but I can't remember which one it was.
And this is interesting, too, because there's also the cycles, and it has nothing to do with this, but it just made me think of it, was like the 80-year cycles where history repeats itself.
Yeah.
Was that right? 80 years or something?
I think so. 80 to 90, something like that.
And you wonder, like, how is that somehow connected to simultaneous time?
Right.
Like this ripple effect that it comes out and it shows itself in the current time.
Right. Right.
You know?
Yep. Absolutely. It's I looked it up. It's Aries, Capricorn, Cancer, and Libra. It's a 15-year cycle coming to an end. Why, it says? Because Pluto is finally leaving Capricorn after having been there since 2008. It's been 15 years of death and rebirth over and over again. Careers, relationships, health, money, sense of self, friendships. And I can relate to all of that.
Yeah.
So the ending of this cycle is going to bring so much more peace and stability into your life. You'll be able to reap the rewards from everything you've endured during the last 15 years. So this, I'll take it.
Because... why no Gemini in there? What's
but
up?
But hey, you'll benefit because you're married to a Cancer,
up,
right?
Universe, dogging me over here.
But we'll see. Right, we'll see if a major cycle changes, you know?
Right.
Yeah, it's an interesting concept. So,
yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Hey, Rady. Well, that's all I got for the beginning.
We better get into it. So share your info real quick.
Sure. You can find me at SamanthaJonesPsychicMedium.com or on Etsy at BeyondTheBridge11.etsy.com.
Very good.
And you?
For my art, djonesartcollection.com. For the web, at djonesartcollection. For Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. And for my photography, my Etsy page is djonesphotography71. And Instagram, at djones71photography. And that's it for me.
Yay.
All right, then. Episode 233, looking back on the year 2023.
This was a very interesting year.
Yeah, it was. It wasn't like, you know, because COVID, we did a review on that one, and that was pretty much obviously like, don't let the door
hit
you in the butt on the way out. But this one isn't, I wouldn't go as far as to say it was as drastically bad. No.
No, it was different.
It was just something about it.
There was something about it. To me, it felt like a big year of growth. And yeah. So in this episode, we're going to talk about a little bit about our year. We're going to talk about the things that, you know, the news, the trends, right. all of that
Geography.
Stuff. Geography. Yeah, exactly. But at the beginning of this year, I was super confident in the fact that this was going to be one of the best years of my life. No, I'm not lying.
Stop jinxing us.
I'm not lying to you.
I'm kidding.
No, I know, but you're right. It really, and the last time that that happened was 2010, and that was the year that my divorce started, and there was so much that went down with that, and my grandma had her strokes, and I moved back to California. That was the last year that I felt that I was like, nothing bad's coming this year. It's going to be a beautiful year of change. And I'll tell you, this was a turbulent year of some really big, drastic changes.
Lots of change.
Lots and lots of change. And not bad,
not bad
change.
Not bad.
No.
But just a lot of it.
Yeah, movement. You know?
But that's what we were hoping for, because I think we were stuck there in California feeling, not we weren't stuck there. We were feeling stuck.
We were. Yes.
Like, and I mean, you know, not, I don't know what the word is.
Yeah.
Just not, I'm not influenced. I'm not, you know.
Right.
It's like the same old surroundings wasn't doing it anymore.
No, it wasn't, because there was nothing to do. We had done it all. And so we were bored, and it was like every day we'd wake up and it was like Groundhog's Day.
Yeah.
And at least here, you know, we work, but then we can go out and do something. There's a million and one things to do. The problem is, what do you do first? Because there's so much to do,
yes.
You know, it's complete opposite, but we were bored.
Yeah.
We were, the whole moving process was so ridiculously frustrating that made like, that August, September, October time extremely stressful for us. And that's when Marina went to college as well. So it was like, that was something, we became empty nesters, which is something we had never experienced together.
Yeah, that was a bigger adjustment for me than I really thought.
It was very, very much so.
Emotionally more taxing than I anticipated.
Yeah.
But I think it started really with the radio station. When that occurred, not radio station, the radio show, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
That's when the movement starts. I'm looking back sort of, you know, hindsight now.
Yeah.
We are looking back, after all. I'll give myself license to do so. Anyways, looking back on it, that part is when the movement started.
Yeah.
And that kind of put things into a different gear.
Yes.
So we had to focus on something different besides the podcast, because not only were you putting all that together, but I had to do the music. So that put me in a new position where it was like, okay, I'm kind of fresh out of my band of almost 10 years, 10 years. And what am I going to do with myself besides the art that I already do? So that was a movement that we both needed.
Yeah.
And it was a good, in a good direction, which then spawned the television show, which will be coming up very soon.
Yes.
So again, movement. I think the actual geography for us, a change of location, for me was a very big change.
Big,
because I've never lived anywhere but Southern California.
Yeah.
And I still have parents, father and stepmother in Thousand Oaks, and I have an aunt in Simi Valley. So that was hard because, you know, our Christmases used to be huge and we were all together and closer. And but as we've all gotten older, it's very small.
Yeah.
So, and now I'm like one more guy that's leaving the small party.
Yeah.
So, and you as well.
Yeah.
So if that's three extra people that would have been there to celebrate, you know, Marina, you and I. So that part's a little bit hard, you know, heavy on my heart a little bit. But at the same time, it was magical to then experience holidays here with your brother and stepdad and your sister and her family.
Yeah.
So that was neat. It was like a big party. It was like, wow, this is cool.
It was so different.
Kind of not what I was at all thinking about when I came here, about what the holiday would be like.
Yeah.
So that was a pleasant surprise.
Yeah.
But it has been this year of the movement.
Yes.
The movement started, which we were really hoping for. I think we were feeling stuck and a bit bored.
Yes. A lot bored. You also quit smoking.
Yes, I have.
That was a big thing.
That's the big thing.
Yeah.
In May, I will be 1 year, so I still got some time, but January, end of January, I'll be 8 months without any nicotine.
How do you feel?
I feel good. I definitely, it sucks because I can feel what I've done to myself over the years of smoking.
Yeah.
But I'm proud of myself for trying to give my body a chance to heal and maybe repair some of that damage.
Yeah.
Even if, you know, I just feel like I've extended my life.
Yeah.
Right. I won't go out that way. Yep. Hopefully.
Well, I will say that I'm very proud of you for that, because I know that that was extremely hard for
you. It's tumultuous. Yeah. I won't lie. You know, they compare it to getting off of heroin, and mm-hmm. I've been smoking pretty much since I was about 12 or 13 years old.
Yeah.
And was raised in a house full of smoke, and my mom smoked when she was pregnant with us. So
yeah.
I have been addicted to nicotine my whole existence.
Yeah.
So it was hard, and I'm not going to lie. There are some moments that I was a complete a-hole because of this drug not in my system. I've calmed down.
Yes, a lot.
I've calmed down a lot. So, and I thank you for being patient in that and watching me and helping me go through this has been very helpful to me, supportive. You know, I appreciate that a lot. Well,
I'm glad to be of help in those
areas.
So
if you smoke, it's never too late.
Yep.
And if you're thinking about starting, don't.
Well, and another thing, because I do feel like we help people, you know, so being an example is important. Another thing that you did this year, that we touched on a little bit, was moving here, which was so far out of your comfort zone that you should be proud of yourself. I am for you, because I lived here before. I lived here for 15 years. I knew what to expect. Driving around, it's not a big deal for me. I know where things are. But for you, everything here is totally new.
Absolutely new. It's actually fun to drive around here. That's, I'm more insistent on doing more of the driving because I want to get familiar.
Yeah.
You know, I don't like feeling like helplessly lost in a place. So that's one part that I appreciate you letting me kind of do that and get used to. But yeah, it's a ginormous change.
Yeah, it is.
And something else that you really helped me with, again, you know, you were hugely instrumental in me even starting to consider trying to be an artist or a painter as a job.
Yeah.
It was, to me, and the way I was raised, always told it's just a hobby.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a hobby. It's not realistic, and you don't really make anything off of it. And so here I have, you know, this wonderful wife that I'm in a moment of, like, you know, no job and feeling like the whole world's kind of collapsing on you. And this isn't this year, but this was like 2017. Like, why don't you paint?
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? And that's what I've been doing since 2017.
Yep.
But this year, you did the same thing with me with my photography and encouraged me to do that. And thank you, because that is something else I achieved this year, was by coming out and being like, hey, not only do I paint, but I like to take pictures. And this is what I do, take it or leave it.
Yeah.
You know, so.
You have a great eye. Like, I was looking at the photography going, why is he selling this? Like, you can do digital downloads on Etsy. It's so easy. So, yeah. And I think the universe absolutely helps put those ideas in my head as well.
Sure. Yeah.
For sure.
But so that's another big movement, you know, in some sort of analytical way. But
yeah.
But coming here was the biggest one, yeah.
Yeah.
Was the biggest one.
We've had some deaths as well. I can't remember on your side if there were, but on my side, I lost my half-brother Dan to alcoholism, and I lost a very close family friend. She was only, I think, like in her early 50s to brain cancer, and that one sucked. They all suck in their own way.
Yeah, my dad's really close friend who I've known ever since I was a little kid, Rick Cole, he passed away.
Was that this year?
I'm pretty sure it was this year. Huh. Maybe it was last year. I don't know. I thought it was this year.
I don't remember.
Pretty recent, though. So, and then my friend Michael, who was killed a couple years back, his oldest son passed away this year. Yeah,
that's right. I forgot about that.
So, but I had this wonderful vision of them, like, you know, as Brian sort of entering in, and Michael was there just like ready to make up for it all. And, you know, not that he had anything to make up for, but between the two of them.
Oh, I totally get it. Know, yeah, absolutely.
The conversation and the love that they would share.
Yeah. It's definitely different being spiritual. And I don't know that it has to do with my connection to the spirit world, maybe. But I think that you don't have to have the connection to the spirit world to feel this way. But that it changes death for you when you become more spiritual, because you realize it was just like them going home.
Yeah.
They aren't gone. Yeah. They're still here. Actually, they're happier than we are. Like, mm-hmm. I'm jealous sometimes. It's like, come on.
It's so ridiculous.
It's totally changed my perspective on death. So with each additional death that I suffer, I see how my grief kind of changes, and it's very interesting to watch. So, yeah. But let's talk about some of the things that happened, like, in the world this year, because there have been a lot. The very first one that I thought of when we started talking about this was the Ocean Gates, the Titan submersible that imploded. I don't know why that was the first one that came to me, but it was. Maybe because I feel like a lot of people learned from this. I did. And I'm not talking about don't go down there.
Right.
I'm talking about maybe we shouldn't make fun of some things because they're not funny.
Right.
Like, this was made so much fun of, and I'm not going to lie, I did find myself laughing at a lot of it. But then it makes you think of, well, we're laughing at a disaster. We're laughing at people dying, and it was like...
I felt bad for the boy. The boy was doing it because the son was doing it to make his father happy.
Yeah.
For Father's Day, but he really didn't want to go.
Yeah.
And that part bums me out, but,
you
know, at least it's so literally so instantaneous. There's nothing... like the blink of, I think they heard one little sound and that's it.
Yep.
Lights out.
And it was something too that I used my abilities for, and that's not something that I used to do, was to find out what happened before it came out in the news, what happened. And so as it came out, it was interesting to see how what I was feeling went along with what they were saying. And it was pretty much the same thing.
Yes.
So they were still looking for him, and I was like, stop it, they're dead. Yeah. Like, no offense, but stop. You're looking for live people. They're not live anymore, you know?
No.
Oh, yeah. Gabby Petito was this year, too. That was another one where it was, that was the girl that was murdered by her boyfriend. I think that was this year. They were in a van. They traveled around in their van.
Oh, remember? They were like influencers.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. That was another one that was very interesting because I knew he was dead before anybody else was talking about that. They're like, we're going to find him and he's alive. Blah, blah, blah. No.
Did he kill himself?
He did kill himself, because he killed her. Right, yeah, right. Very another one of those whoa moments.
What else? We got...
Let's see.
How about Iceland decided to start separating?
That's a really interesting one. So I'll read this. I have a little bit of this here, and I can't pronounce these places, so I'm just going to not. On December 18th, a major volcanic eruption took place in Iceland at the... something crater chain near someplace in Iceland. Lava spewed from fissures causing seismic activity. Mm-hmm. By December 19th, the eruption's intensity decreased, but lava continued spreading. The eruption concluded on December 21st, as per the Icelandic Meteorological Office.
Yes.
But they had... I think it was thousands of earthquakes leading up to this, starting on October 24th, seismic swarm. And so they knew that this was coming. This was one of those things that we watched. We watched it on TikTok because we don't watch the news, but we watched it on TikTok to see what was happening. And I lost interest because it was like every day they were like, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. And it didn't. And then finally it did.
Some incredible footage of that. Like literally looks like, you know, and the reading on it, that it's like all tectonic plate.
Yeah.
Related stuff. You're like, so, whoa, what's happening? It looks like the ground's just splitting open and everything's going to separate.
Yeah.
Not that bad, but then what else? Hawaii had serious fires.
They had not just Hawaii, but I put that on here somewhere else too. Where is it? In Canada. The major, major wildfires. Yeah, but that one, I mean, not that all major wildfires aren't devastating, but that one on Maui was like, whoa. It can just show you how quickly something like that can happen. And when you're stuck on an island like that, there's not a lot of places to go.
Yeah.
You know, and not a lot of ways to get supplies in. That was a really sad thing to watch. I've also worked with a couple of lost animals on the island, and that was not easy. But yeah. Let's see. Also, there was the huge strike that went on with the movies and with the writers and everything.
I know people that were heavily affected by that.
Me too. Yeah, we both do. Yeah. It went on strike. Let's see. The biggest of these was the Writers Guild strike for nearly 5 months. And then the Screen Actors Guild. That didn't last very long, but that brought all of Hollywood to a screeching halt. We went to one of the cemeteries, I think it was, down there, and saw all the picketing down by Paramount Studios. And it was intense, you know.
I had a friend that lost his, or somehow was in transition between his job that he had previously for years, at a company called Dole. And then got hired as a greensman, and then the strike happened.
Yeah.
I felt so bad for him. He was like just getting back up on his feet and something steady again, and that's a good union to be in at times.
Yeah.
And then maybe not, but so, you know.
For sure. Let's see, what else? We got a new king in England, King Charles.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he became king. That was an interesting
transition. And then our previous king, we call him presidents here, this year has been declined by the state of Colorado.
And Maine?
And Maine.
Yes.
To be on the ballot.
Yes. And he was the first president in history to have a mugshot taken.
Yep.
Yep.
More than so, big change there.
Yeah, lots of interesting stuff there. Now, I made a prediction.
Now, the Supreme Court has until, obviously, election time to rule on this, but it will be going to...
Yeah.
But these are the Supreme Court rulings of each state. Then it goes to...
I don't think so. I think that that's what... I think it goes to the Supreme Court of the United States. I'm not sure. But either way, it does go to the Supreme Court of the United States.
Got it.
And that's who makes the final decision is what they're saying is going to happen.
Right.
And that could be summertime. So we won't know. Right. But this is a big move forward.
Yeah.
For sure. For sure, for sure. What else was I going to say about that? There was something else. I don't remember. Anyways, there were the spy balloons. Remember the spy balloons?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I had totally forgotten about those. Yeah, that was the U.S. was tracking Chinese spy planes over the America, later announcing that the balloons did not collect any information. One balloon drifted from Yukon to South Carolina. I think that's Alaska, right? Alaska to South Carolina, which is all the way up. Yeah, to the other side. I didn't realize it went all the way there. Why did I think South Dakota?
I thought it just went down the East Coast or up to Canada or something, but I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. And then it was shot down the next day. And then it said, and a second one over Colombia and Brazil. So, yeah. Interesting stuff there. I don't know. You've heard of the Doomsday Clock, right?
You heard of this? Yeah, but you'd have to refresh my memory on what the whole thing is about it.
So the Doomsday Clock basically shows us how close... the experts believe we are to killing ourselves off as a race.
Gotcha.
So the doomsday clock was set at 90 seconds to midnight after new escalations in the Russian invasion. The doomsday clock represents how close the world is to major catastrophe or all-out nuclear war. This adjustment brought the clock the closest it has been to midnight since its creation in 1947.
Wow.
Yeah. We're doing it to ourselves.
Yeah.
It's not Jesus is going to come here and do it for us. Right. It's we're doing it to ourselves.
Yeah. I mean, everybody makes fun of Rodney King, but he said the most prolific thing he could ever say is, why can't we all just get along?
Exactly. What is
it? Stop bothering each other and taking everybody so serious and just live your life, man.
Let's look at this for a second. You know, they say that women are too emotional to be like president or whatever.
No.
But all of these leaders are men and they're all running on ego. And
exactly.
Who has the most power and the most control?
Yep.
And it's ruining our world. It's ridiculous.
We need female leaders.
Yeah, we do. Absolutely, we do.
We're all led by a female from the day we come out of the womb.
Yeah.
And that's what we need. And most of us that don't have that when we come out of the womb are severely traumatized by not having that.
Well, yeah. And it's not saying that women are perfect by any means, because we are absolutely not. And there are women that, you know, have the ego of a man.
Sure.
But those are not the ones that we put in there. You know, we put the ones in there that think about solutions besides war, mm-hmm. and, you know, how to negotiate, how to talk, how to those things that we need, instead of just, I am the leader of this country and I'm more important than that leader. And yeah.
Yeah.
It's time for some change.
I agree.
Yep. Here's one that you like. Is what? The UFO expert that presented the bodies of two alleged aliens before Mexican Congress. Do you remember this?
Yes. Yeah.
So they had made several debunked claims in the past when he presented the mummified aliens, but like before.
Yeah.
But I think these two, I don't think that they know for sure what they are. It says scientists worldwide have since decried the entire thing as yet another elaborate hoax.
Yeah.
So, you know, but I don't know that if they know for sure
right.
on that. And then there was also the talks with the one guy that went to the government, remember? I can't remember exactly what that was, that said that these alien tapes are real. That,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, that whole thing that went down in U.S. Congress, I believe is what it was. He testified in front of Congress right. that aliens are real. So not that we didn't know that, but...
What my thought is what is the government then, if they landed tomorrow and just showed themselves, how does the government plan to handle the revolt, right?
Yeah.
Of being lied to.
Oh, yeah.
It would be so much easier just to say, this is a part of this thing we live on.
Yeah.
That floats out in the middle of this vast vacuum.
Yeah.
That can be visited by anything from anywhere at any time.
Yeah.
If we are too above sharing this knowledge with our own kind, then we're doing nothing but setting ourselves up for doomsday.
Yes, absolutely.
Because why is that concept so friggin' hard to get?
I don't know. The best part of it was for me was like all of the memes that came out of it of like people not reacting. Yeah. Like the government says, you know, the aliens are real and nobody reacts because we know. Dude, you guys just don't want to announce it, but we know. The drastic
difference between what I was taught in high school in science about our solar system and our life and how fragile and how nothing like it exists.
Yeah.
And then I open up I Love Science and it's like, hey, guess what? We found an Earth-like planet much larger than Earth, only 4 light years away from our planet.
Right.
Meaning it's in the same frickin' galaxy.
Yeah, because with new tools that we have to go and explore space and find these things,
most of the planets that we've found that are habitable are in our galaxy.
Yeah.
Now, that doesn't mean that's ignorant for us to think that they're uninhabited.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like we're going to just go in there and take over.
Yeah.
Like this is like all of a sudden space is the new real estate.
Right.
And we can just plop down wherever we want without any confrontation.
Yeah.
Well, that might be a little bit ignorant. So we have to change our stance from coming in somewhere and declaring it as ours, like we're Christopher Columbus or something,
right?
To more like, hi, do you mind if we visit?
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like we need to be a little friendlier.
Yes, absolutely. Totally agree. Let's see, some notable deaths of this year.
I was going to say, like, what are some of the huge ones?
Matthew Perry was one of the bigger ones.
That's pretty gnarly.
That was very sad. And if you haven't heard, the autopsy concluded that it was ketamine. Mm. It was a combination of different things, but he was on ketamine to get off of, what was the other drug he was on before that? Was it pills? I can't remember. I think it was opioids, which seems weird to me because, like, I used to work in veterinary hospitals and ketamine was something we used to knock the animals out. It was a part of, you know, the surgery process. It was a controlled substance that was locked. Only the vet had, you know, access to it. But we're giving this to people to get off of opioids. Seems weird to me, but okay.
I didn't know he was that into opioids. I thought it was mainly alcohol. But
I think it was opioids. I could be wrong. But whatever it was that he was trying to get off of, this was the medication that they are giving. Maybe it was alcohol because they give something else for opioids, don't they? What is the other one? My mom was on it.
Well, I know for heroin, they give methadone.
Methadone. Yeah, right. I think they give that for opioids. So if it is alcohol, it very well could be. I don't really remember. But That's what he was taking. And then he wasn't feeling well. He was playing some game. I can't remember what it's called. Pickleball, I think it's called. And he said he was tired. And so he went home and he got in the jacuzzi. And he had, I believe they said he had high blood pressure. He was on medication for it or something like that. This is a dangerous mix because yeah. we don't realize that you go in a jacuzzi and you're raising your body temperature and all of the, you know, you feel different when you get out of there. Sometimes my head actually feels like it's pounding. Mm-hmm. Not like a headache, but I can just feel my heart beating in my head when I get out of a jacuzzi.
Yeah.
So you don't feel good. You're in there. You're taking this medication that's, you know, doing whatever it is doing to you, and it was a recipe for disaster. Poor guy.
Yeah, I know for a lot of generations that, you know, that, Matthew who, but yeah, no, he really is like the face of a certain generation and is a huge loss.
Yes, it is a huge loss. Very sad. It was sad to watch his decline yeah. over the years, like when they did the Friends reunion, and it was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was sad.
It was sad. Also, Lisa Marie Presley. She was one of those that none of us really saw coming. She had weight loss surgery.
Yeah.
What did she need weight loss surgery for? I'm sorry, but the doctor that did the weight loss surgery on her.
Yeah.
Really? Like, isn't that for people that are like hundreds of pounds overweight? Yeah. Come on. She was not even kind of. Sinead O'Connor was another one. And like when you look up how she died, they say unknown, but we know she killed herself.
Yeah,
sure. There were crazy videos that she had posted about how bad her life was and how she had nobody and she was living in a hotel, yeah. like not even a nice hotel, like a motel.
I'm posting some pretty intense videos.
Very intense. Yep.
Yeah.
A couple of the other ones, Jerry Springer and Tina Turner.
Taylor Hawkins wasn't this year, or was it last year?
I think it wasn't on the list of anything I looked up, so I think it was last year.
The previous year, 2022?
I think it was. It wasn't on the list. You would think it would be pretty high up on these lists that maybe. I looked at, but I will have a look.
Huh.
My other thing
Tina Turner was a big one.
Yeah, Taylor Hawkins. Let's look. When did he die? Death was... No, last year. It was March 25th, 2022.
Okay.
That's just so weird. What's so weird about time? Because once you said that, it did feel like it was this year, like it wasn't that long ago. But no, it's been almost 2 years. Wow. That's kind of wild. And then one thing that I did that I don't normally do, and this is a learning thing for me, is I'm making a few predictions for next year as far as like this kind of thing goes. Okay. I just did this as I was putting this episode together. I just kind of meditated on it and looked at what I was seeing. And the first thing that I heard was Cincinnati, Ohio, and that there was going to be some kind of flooding there. Okay, so I was like, but wait, they're not near an ocean or even near the Great Lakes. And so I looked it up and there is some kind of like canal or channel or something there. And so I'm a little bit worried that maybe something's going to give out there. But there was some kind of flooding in Cincinnati that I came up
with. Maybe they have a horrendous amount of snow coming.
That could be, yeah. And then California natural disasters getting worse is something that I definitely saw next year. Will be heavy for that. And then Ron DeSantis, this was an interesting vision. So I was looking at a map of the United States and having them pull me to whatever state that they wanted to pull me to. And they pulled me to Florida. And I literally saw him being taken out of the state and thrown into the ocean.
Nice.
Right. Now, what that means, I'm not exactly sure. But I did. What I heard was that there's going to be some dirt that's going to come out on him. Some Good. Really big dirt. Good. So
those yeah, are. Yeah, I've told you, too, that there's a hotel here, the Trump.
Yeah.
Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got like this like thought in my head where I see like a televised thing where they bring those letters down.
Yeah.
And it's bought by somebody else.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be nice.
Cuz it's coming out that he doesn't have the money, he says.
No,
he
doesn't.
So a lot of this has to be sold off and stuff, but I saw this like a shot in my head, like a vision of the letters being brought down.
Yeah.
And people like watching it and cheering and stuff. So
interesting.
That could not necessarily be next year. Could be anywhere.
Could be a metaphor too, but I hope it's not. I would love to see the skyline there change on the Las Vegas Strip of the Trump Tower being something else.
No.
Would be nice. Something else I just felt was the death of another talk show host. We had Jerry Springer this year, but next year feels like a female talk show host. What was it? Oprah, Ellen. Who do we have? Oh God, those are some big names.
Sally Jesse Raphael.
Is she
still alive?
Oh, maybe. Mm. I'm not sure about her, but yeah. So there's a few predictions. Jenny Jones, we'll see.
Some of these older ladies. Ricky Lake.
Ricky Lake's like my age.
Yeah, but it doesn't maybe mean a little you can't older. Die.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. That we definitely.
Sorry, Mickey, but
yeah, but we'll see. We'll see. So there's a few predictions. I did make a prediction that something was going to happen to Trump in November. Nothing happened. I don't know. There were other psychics that felt that too. Maybe there's something that's being kept from us. Maybe something did happen and we just don't know. Could maybe be next
not,
November.
Yeah, maybe it's not. It's the him being removed off could the ballot.
Be. Yeah, that could be for sure. To me, it felt more health related. But yeah. I've also learned that a lot of times my predictions, when they come in, if I hear a month with them, it doesn't necessarily mean it's that year. Right. And then I'm like, oh, okay, so you meant the next year. And then it happens the next year. So, yeah.
That's interesting.
And then the last thing I wanted to talk about and reflect on, and our listeners too, is things that we learned this year.
Oh, cool.
I feel like we both have had a lot of personal growth this year.
Yeah.
And so I was thinking about this and I was like, what's the biggest thing that I've learned this year? And it's very strange to say, but that's that I'm human.
Yeah.
And that I'm going to continue to experience all of the human emotions. Did that light just go up or was that me? I swear that light just went
up. I don't know what. It does its own thing.
I know it does, but I was like, it just got brighter when I said that. But that no matter how spiritual you are, no matter how much you can predict the future, there's going to be things that are going to happen in your life that you're not going to know about because you're not supposed to know about them.
Yes.
And nobody's life is exempt from this up and down cycle. The cycles of life just happen. And this year I've accepted that. I've accepted that I am human and I will always be human. And the time that I'm on this planet, I'm going to be faced with hardships and great times. And I've learned to live in the, this is just where I'm at right now.
Yeah.
It's not where I'm always going to be. It's where I'm at right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And somewhat similarly, I do feel the same. I think I was thinking earlier, what did I learn? Even before you posed this question, that's funny that you asked it because I was thinking to myself, so what did you learn this year? I think I learned that, you know what, good and bad happen to all.
Yep.
It's just it. Yep. It's never a smooth, completely smooth ride, and it's never completely bumpy.
It's true.
It's all supposed to be an experience, and trying to remember that and just, you know, hold on tight when it's bumpy and when it's not, enjoy it.
Yep.
But, you know, it can't treat everything, you know, like it's the end of it all.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
But yeah, that it just happens. It's a cycle that goes around.
It absolutely to everybody. Is.
To everybody.
It is. Life is a constantly changing cycle. Yeah. And if you look back on your life, you can see that you went through a really good time. You went through a really bad time.
Yeah.
Another good time, another bad time. And it is. It's just constantly moving. But it also has to do with our lessons. And if we are learning our lessons here. And like for me, something else that I learned this year is that I can sit here and I can deny that I have a problem all that I want or think that I fixed a problem. But if I didn't, it's going to come back to me. Yeah. Like, I thought that I had gotten past some of my bad money habits, which maybe some of them I had. But this year taught me that, no, you haven't. You still make the same stupid choices and stupid mistakes. But I'm human. Right. And now going forward and realizing, okay, this is what the problem is. And this is where I need to change things. Then I hope that the future will be different. But you have to be honest with yourself. If you're not honest with yourself about where your problems lie, you can't change them.
Yeah.
And that's a really heavy lesson to learn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At the same time, this year has given me a lot of gratitude.
Yeah.
We were lucky to spend some time with an old friend, and I just put me in perspective of like, yes. Dude, how fragile the balance of things can be.
Yes.
And reminding me of that gratitude of, you know, not to judge or compare, but like, I'm happy I'm not in that same position.
Right, exactly.
And however my heart breaks for that person, you know?
Yes, exactly. So,
and to see what they've had to go through. And I'm sure a lot of it could have been self-inflicted like we right. do on ourselves.
Yes.
But it taught me that, showed me some of that. And coming here and trying to make the best of this change, you know,
yeah.
And having fun. And so far, you know, there's been some cool moments
yeah.
for just the short period that we've been here, you yeah. know, getting to see that band. Mm-hmm. Roxanne was a great moment for me.
Yeah.
I was really looking forward to it. And it worked out much better than I anticipated. So
yeah, thank you, universe.
Yeah, that was fun.
Pretty awesome.
So, but it, you know, all in all, it's been, I can't say it's been a bad year. I can't say it's been a great year. It's just been a year.
It's been a year. It's been a year of change, a year of gratitude and hope and moving forward. And that next year is going to bring these things that we've been working on, bring them together, put them together, you know, finally, because I felt like this move to Vegas had a lot to do with the next step. So hopefully next year will be a good one.
Yeah, we have a lot of goals and aspirations and a lot of work ahead of us.
Yeah, it is a lot of work. And that's, you know, every time that things get tough for us, I remember that we have our listeners here that are listening. You guys are hearing things play out for us. Yeah. You're hearing two people follow their dreams and being called crazy. We were called crazy a few days ago for following our dreams, actually. And we're not.
Yeah.
We are here to show you that you can do it and you can be anything that you want while we haven't done it yet, which is very hard to do because, you know, we might end up looking like we're even more crazy than we are. But I don't think so. We're going to do this. Yep.
It's something else, too, that I kind of stepped into this year, which I hadn't done before, was I actually mixed my first song professionally for a gentleman, a friend of mine that I went to high school with.
Yeah, you did.
And Dennis, cool song, great guy, known him a long time. I think it's on iTunes. It's under Not One More Red Light. And the song is called Remember When We Never Spoke Again. So, and I'm hoping to get to do some more with him, which he sounds like that's what's going to happen. So,
cool.
But, and he shared some other stuff with me that he's working on. But so that was a fun thing that I had to push myself out of my comfort zone.
Yeah, for sure.
And say, oh, okay. So I'm not wearing this hat right now.
Yeah.
But maybe I could try this hat on.
Yeah, exactly.
So I have enough knowledge to sit down and figure it out, but I never applied that to like Gypsy Brown and what we were doing.
Right.
I think being on the inside like that, I want somebody else.
I don't blame you.
To mix it.
Yeah.
You know, they need different ears on it. And you just sort of guide them is like what your idea was, but.
Yeah.
But basically, no, don't want to be involved in doing that.
Yeah.
I would rather do it for somebody else's stuff. And I've gotten good feedback from it.
Yes.
So like strangers too. It's like, oh, cool. This is cool.
Yeah.
So
cool.
So have a listen if you're so inclined.
I forgot about that one.
Yeah, I did too. Yeah. So that's something else that was a change for me.
Yeah, so. Lots of change this year. Yeah. So, yeah.
But I'm really hoping the art this year coming up in the new year is going to be a big for me.
Me too.
I know the television thing. I have a really good feeling for you about that.
Yeah, I hope so.
That this is going to stir some good things up for you.
Yeah.
And move things in a direction that either you didn't know or you're presently surprised by.
Yeah.
And then for me, just the art, just keep going and try to get these in some places.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And for our listeners, we challenge you to do the same thing. Yeah. Follow your dreams this year. Step outside your comfort zone because that is the number one thing with following your dreams is you have to step outside your comfort zone, whatever that might be. For me, it is being on TV. This is a huge step outside my comfort zone.
Yeah.
But if I want to progress with my career and with my that side of my life, I have to do it.
Yep.
So sometimes we just do what we have to do.
That's true.
To follow our dreams.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Well, there it is.
Yay. We hope that you all had a wonderful 2023, whether it was, you know, full of roller coaster moments or a smooth ride or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. And hope 2024, nothing but blessings and peace and love to all of you.
And if you have a lesson, hopefully you learn it.
Yep.
You know?
Oh, we always do.
I wish that for anybody that has something to face, you know?
Yeah, me too.
So you don't have to hopefully face it again.
Totally.
Or not as bad.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was cool. Yeah. Good job.
Yay.
Well, before we say goodbye, do you want to share your information one more time?
Yes, so you can find me at SamanthaJonesPsychicMedium.com or on Etsy at BeyondTheBridge11.etsy.com.
Yes.
And you, sir?
djonesartcollection.com for the web, at djonesartcollection for Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. And for my photography Etsy page, djonesphotography71. And for Instagram, at djones71photography. And that's all I got.
Yay.
Well, we hope everybody got something out of this.
That we do.
And have a moment, sit back and review your year or the year. Give thanks. Give gratitude. We hope that everybody has a blessed and wonderful new year.
That we do.
And we hope that you have a great week. Yep. Until next week.
Peace and love.